Subaru.com.
A jolly good evening to all of you. This good afternoon shows you what kind of mood I'm in. This is your hero, Mark Biro, on Midpoint Talk for a Tuesday afternoon on WMNF 88.5. And today, March the 19th, is my birthday. Yes, how sickening.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jan. When I came into the studio today, Jan was the first one to grab me and tell me happy birthday. And moments later, Julie came in and gave me a beautiful card saying happy birthday, signed by many of the people, most of them here at the station, that I really don't like. Of course, I'm kidding. It was really nice. It's a nice way to start your day. And today, my 68th birthday, the 19th of March, I always call it the Unitas of March. 19, get it? Of March. Anyway, also on this day, 30 years ago, Randy and Marie Lazenby, Randy, the first really great American to play highlight. We become very good friends. I'm not too sure about Marie, though, his wife. Randy and Marie Lazenby, one of the nicest people I ever know, really, is Marie. And I wish he and she a beautiful and happiest 30th wedding anniversary. I think it's great. I remember the day they got married in, on Davis Island. And I was one of the videographers of their wedding. And what made that video so special to me, and we always kid each other, is there was a spider in the garden at their wedding. And I got a real nice close-up of it. And that spider, to this day, I think he died not shortly after knowing where he was. But that spider really puts the whole heap into perspective. Happy wedding anniversary to Randy and Marie Lazenby. Truly, two of the greatest people I know. And by the way, continuing with the celebrations of this week, what I call my birthday week, Saturday at La Teresita, the Chulos have their once every 3 week meeting. And at this meeting on Saturday, we are inducting into the Hall of Fame Ted Webb, my cousin, Ted Webb, who has already said the obvious. There are a lot more people that deserve the award before he, but I'm going to be glad to be there and witness it, and I hope you guys are too. All the West Tampa brothers and sisters that we grew up with will be there, and at the very least, we'll give Ted Webb a standing O. I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired of the same old news. I mean, about our president, Donald J. Trump. Did you see that tweet storm that he had on Saturday, including the two tweets that disrespected, is that, I don't think that's the right word, but it was pretty shameful, the attack on John McCain. Holy cow. How the Republicans, who are the biggest flag wavers I know, I mean, talk about rah, rah, right or wrong, the USA, all of that stuff, none of which I subscribe to, but they do. They allowed, without comment, that kind of besmirchment of John McCain. I think it's sickening. How can anybody take that? I don't know. Maybe it's me. I'm going to give you the phone numbers. 813-239-9663. That's the number to call if you want to get in on the queue. I'll be glad to talk to you and get your perspective. We'll start with in Arcadia. Good place to start. Let's talk to Andy. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Mark. I'm so glad we don't have to pay a dollar every time you make us chuckle out here in the hinterlands. I love you.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Longtime supporter, helped with fundraisers. What can you? How about we don't talk about somebody with the brain the size of a pea, Donald Trump, and we'll talk about somebody for 1 second the size of a grapefruit, his brain, Rob Lori. What can you say about yesterday's meeting? Anything is. It's like I visited the station. It's like there's a gag order.
Well,
are you not allowed to speak because there's a grievance filed or something?
No, it's not that. The thing is, we don't want to waste the airtime, and neither would Rob, of these kind of matters. But I will tell you this. Yes, there were a lot of people here yesterday to hear the final sort of. There's going to be a determination after this meeting last night as to Rob's fate. And that's all I can really tell you.
Yeah.
There were dozens and dozens of people here to basically voice their opinion of the matter, pro and con.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly pro, I would say. And the only thing that I could tell you that without inflaming everyone is that a decision will be forthcoming maybe within 7 days. And all I could tell everybody is what I've told them before, and that is keep hope alive.
Oh, I know. And for what it's worth, little guy in a little redneck town, we listen to him at my plant nursery that I run. We listen to the Sustainable Living Show, and he's so lovely, so intelligent.
Yeah, but do the plants survive?
I shout out from that we love him.
Do the plants survive?
They're all sad.
They're sad. Are they
now,
drooping?
Not because of they're drooping because they miss him. They miss Rob.
Well, you know what we'll do. We'll do real good is get some triffids. All right, Andy. Thank
all
you,
right.
sir.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks,
I appreciate it. Let's go to Ray in Tampa. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Mark. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Ray. I didn't hear from you yesterday. I called you a couple of times, and I just figured you guys were in and out wherever, you know.
No, we were trying to ignore you, man. You know that.
Hey, that's the right thing to do. By the way, folks, Ray Garcia has been the guy to bring me here to the station for the past 3 years, and on time, I might add. And we're lifelong buddies, and his brother David. How did David do it in a nuclear sub, Ray?
I don't know, because I barely made it on the destroyer.
I know it. It's amazing. It's amazing. But, yeah, Ray, and how is Paulette?
She's doing okay. Yesterday was a doctor day.
Yes. Maybe that's when I tried to get you and I couldn't get you.
I think I had the right phone off then.
On purpose.
No, I just, I hate it whenever the phone rings and, you know, it's a personal phone call like that. I just I don't like to disturb people in the room where they might be sick and not feeling well.
Well, I have some coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah.
I tried that Cuban coffee. It's pretty good.
All right.
The thing, too, is that I wanted to say was this thing about McCain, the Republican.
Yeah, Ray, you're a Navy veteran, and your brother, and we already just talked about David being in the sub, nuclear sub, and your dad was an honored Marine.
Yes.
And every Marine is honored.
Yes.
And, you know, you and I have talked privately on this. Go ahead and give me your perspective.
I disagreed with McCain's political views, okay?
So did I.
But as far as him being a Vietnam vet and being a prisoner of war for 5.5 years, especially at the Hanoi Hilton, which is one of the most...
devastating place.
It was as bad as one of the concentration camps in Germany in World War II.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just, he was tortured and everything. And for the President of the United States to denigrate this man like he does.
And especially with his record.
Yes, I mean, he's Mr. Bone Spurs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
And they aren't even sure he had him.
No, I'm pretty sure he didn't, because his father paid for the medical thing, I'm sure, and that
But Ray, don't you think, as a veteran, don't you think that we heard all this stuff about John Kerry?
Yeah.
When he was running for president, all these people came out and lied about his war record. And all these conservatives came out in order to taint John Kerry. But you don't hear anything about them with Trump.
Well, you know, they walk lockstep. It doesn't matter to them. He's a Republican, and that's all they care about.
It's sad.
It's the party first, to hell with everything else. Excuse my language, but
yeah, I know what you mean.
And it just—it's a shame. This country has—I don't know it. And they talk about the separation. Well, there is a separation right there. Whenever the Republicans can't defend their own people.
Yeah, I know. It's sad. It's sad.
Well, listen. You have a great day. Have a great show. And
maybe we'll run into each other today, Ray.
Yeah, you need to give me a call. Give me a call.
Well, I told Kathy to call Paulette, so my sister Kathy, so hopefully she'll do that.
Yeah, but that's Kathy time.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right, Ray. All right.
You have a great day.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate the birthday wishes. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Mark. Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. 19.
Do you unite us in March?
That's it, man. That's it. That's exactly it. You know, you were already talking about Trump and McCain. Lindsey Graham came out and defended McCain, but didn't say one word about Trump bashing him.
No, he didn't.
Not one word.
He's been taking a lot of heat for that too.
Oh, I know he has. Yeah. And Meghan McCain, who I don't agree with a whole lot. But she was great yesterday on The View, and she called Trump is just a pathetic. That's how pathetic his life is, that he has to go ahead and just obsess with her family. She says, why don't you try spending time with your own family on weekends?
Yeah, it was amazing.
It's amazing. You know, it really is. And then now you hear the latest with Kellyanne Conway's husband.
Yes.
The latest tweet where Trump called him a total loser, and Conway says, "Well, he says thank you, because that's just another example of personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder that people can learn now.
Yes,
keep learning. I mean, this is just and then he goes and he says Saturday Night Live, and he's going to put the FCC on him now to investigate why they make fun of him.
Yeah,
unheard of. That is heard of until this guy.
Well, the thing is, Danny, when he goes...
We knew that.
When he goes out of the White House and he confronts the public, he's getting all kinds of shouts of liar, liar, pants on fire, all kinds of things that even he can't miss.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that'd be great. People need to start tweeting him back the way he tweets out. They just can't be scared of this guy because like Rick Wilson says, Rick Wilson, the ex-Republican, never Trumper, he's a physical and immoral coward.
Didn't
and
he live?
Called him, and I agree 100%.
Didn't work.
It's just a matter of how long will it be before this guy goes down? Will he be the Houdini who just keeps getting in and out of these situations, Mark? Hopefully.
Did
not.
Wilson live next door to Dennis the Menace?
that would be great, Mark. But no, I agree with the situation. Hopefully, everything will be corrected in about 7 days, and things will be back to normal.
Yeah, let's see what happens, brother. I agree with you.
It's hope.
All right, Danny.
All right,
keep
Mark,
hope alive.
Again, bro.
All right, man. Bye bye. Let's go to. By the way, you're listening to Midpoint Talk on WMNF 88.5 with your hero, Mark Biro, and your telephone calls. Here is Chuck in Tampa. Chuck?
Hey, good afternoon, Mark.
How you doing, Chuck?
Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
And congratulations to your Ted Webb. He's a great man.
Yeah, he's sick, but he's great.
I know of him.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
I wish him well. Boy, you can hear the deflation in Danny's voice. He's resorted to TMZ. Did you hear what this one said? And did you hear what that one said? I'll tell you what, this economy, Danny, is booming right now. I mean booming. There's a couple of things I want to talk to you about. How do you feel about Trump fighting for those union workers in Michigan and telling her, I want this plant back open?
Yeah, let's see what good it does.
About that.
I feel good that he did that, but, you know, he talked a lot about the carrier union, too, the carrier workers, and it was all BS. It's words.
I mean, we bailed them out, GM. We should they need to open that plant back up. I agree with Donald J. Trump 100%.
Well, then you agree with all the Democrats running for office.
Whatever. It's all jobs. That town will be decimated if that plant goes. That's all that town has.
Well, let's wait and see.
That plant needs to open. That is the, and I'm glad that Donald J. Trump stuck up for them, and he says you need to open that plant up.
Well, Obama stuck up for him too. Chuck,
5 million new jobs created under this president. That's unbelievable.
That's a bit much, but I understand what you're saying.
No, that's the fact.
Yeah. Well,
I mean that's a great stick.
Do you remember how many jobs were created when we were in the depths of the recession and President Obama became president? Did you see what he did?
That was the weakest economy. I talked to you last week. That was the weakest economy.
Yeah, it was weak. It was weak, but more jobs were created coming from the abyss. To where this guy is, when he matches that, I'll give him his due.
Okay, well, I would debate that, but one.
I know you would.
One more quick thing.
Sure,
Danny, this is the Danny. I have an original Big Bamboo Cheech and Chong album. It's still got the paper in it. I'm gonna send it to you. You can roll the biggest hog leg you want because you're gonna need it when that Mueller report drops.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be watching MSNBC clenching your fists, and it's going to be bad. So you're going to roll a big old blunt up, get you a cup of coffee, and just enjoy the ride, brother.
All right, Chucko, thanks for the call.
Thanks, man.
All right. Bye. You're listening to Midpoint Talk with your hero, Mark Biro, and your telephone calls on WMNF 88.5. You're going to love it. This continues. Here is Mike in Tampa. Hello, Mike.
Yeah. Hi. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. I didn't get to tell you, Mike. Hillary tried to take my birthday away.
Okay.
Go ahead.
John McCain, what did Trump say about John McCain? I think he's still smarting on the thumbs down vote on the health care bill.
Yeah.
And I think it was a shame that Republicans could not criticize Trump on the McCain situation, especially Lindsey Graham, who's supposed to be McCain's closest friend in the Senate, and he did not have the guts to come out and criticize Trump.
Especially with that fire and brimstone approach. You know, he didn't do it.
Yeah, and I think it was a shame.
Yeah, it is a shame. And he used to be a JAG. You know what I mean?
The JAG?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's Justice Against Clinton, spelled wrong.
I see.
Yes, sir. All right, Mikey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Okay, here is Chris in Tampa. Hello, Chris.
Hello, how are you?
Real good, sir. How are you?
I'm fine.
You don't sound good, brother. You don't sound good.
Excuse me?
You don't sound good.
I don't?
No, you sound kind of down.
Well,
maybe it's me.
Well, whatever I sound like, I just like to point out, have you ever read the book Animal Farm?
I'm familiar with it. I don't believe I ever read it.
Oh, it's a short book. But towards the end, the other animals can't tell the difference between the humans and the pigs.
Okay.
Because what happened was that the pigs sold out the other animals. So, you know, when I look at this individual that's in the White House today, I can't tell the difference between him and the other pigs.
Well, I don't think it's right for you to put down pigs.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
All right, Chris, I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Let's go to Mario. Hello, Mario in Tampa.
Hero.
Hello, Mario. Mario Nunez of the Tampa Native Show.
Felicidades, mi hermano. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, I was watching last night Miss Lori Carpe's feed of the goings-on in the boardroom, and it went on and on, and about 10 o'clock, her batteries ran out. I'm just wondering, did you get a sense of how long that thing continued? Did it go past midnight?
Well, I yes, it did. I left at 9 o'clock, and I understand that the last person that spoke was about 2:30 in the morning.
Wow. Because I was texting back and forth with, and I can say this, I mean, it wasn't anything bad, but I was texting back and forth with DT, because he was actually in frame when they were panning the room. And,
yes.
And he was at 8 o'clock. He was already getting a headache because he was hungry and he hadn't eaten. I'm thinking, man, he didn't make it till midnight or 2:30 in the morning without getting something to eat. I just wanted to get your take on the passion in the room last night and reading some of the things this morning. I know Rob was really bolstered by the love and affection last night in that room.
Well, no question about it, but I think the newspaper article and the feed, the Facebook feed, speaks for itself.
It does. And if you don't understand the overwhelming outpouring, I just think that this would be a grievous mistake if the board upholds the decision by the station manager.
Well, then, you know, that will have to be done in private, and then it'll be made public within 7 days. I think I've already spoken as much as I want to about that incident.
Yeah, it was just...
And you already know my own personal feelings on it and where I stand on it.
100%. And I'll probably see you Saturday morning. I was at the guy on... You know, after you left the guy on Saturday, and I was still sitting there with George Barcelo. It was a few minutes later that Teddy walked in.
Yes.
We got a chance to visit for a little bit. And it's going to be fun to see him on Saturday. And I'm sure he's going to be touched when he goes into the Chulo Hall of Fame. That's a
yes.
big deal, huh?
Yes, it is. It's better than Baseball Hall of Fame. Or
wait,
maybe
wait,
close.
Hold on, but is it better than the Jefferson Hall of Fame? Because
you and I are members of that. It can't be better.
So is Teddy.
Yeah.
That's a great core group. I won't take any more of your time, but oh yeah. Have a great birthday, It was good to hear Ray's voice.
Happy birthday.
Hey, that's Sally right there.
Thank you, Sally. Appreciate it. All righty.
Hero, we love you, man. Keep on keeping on, okay?
All right, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Mario Nunez of the Tampa Native Show and his better half, Sally. He's been a guest many times on this program. You're listening to Midpoint Talk with your hero, Mark Biro, and your telephone calls. And this is the number, 813-239-9663 on WMNF 88.5. Let's go down the list here. Bill in Homosassa. Hello, Bill.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
My dog even got a bang out of that. Could you now visualize this? Could you see old Trump sitting around there in his jammies?
I try not to think of that.
Throwing a little tantrum right there, sitting in the floor, tweeting and just having a... I could imagine. But that man has lost it, you think?
Well, I thought we lost it when we elected him.
I didn't elect him.
Well, I know that, but we the people. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We the electoral votes.
The scary part is there's a lot of them out there still supporting that guy, too. I mean, they're right there 100% with him.
Bill, give me an example of the kind of conversation you have with supporters that you have to talk to.
About Trump?
Yeah.
Just do the math. It's all about Trump. It's nothing to do about us.
Well, but what do they tell you? Your friends?
Oh, they. You know what? They really. They don't have a leg to stand on as such. You know what I mean? They just. It's like you pinched them or something. You know what I mean? I bring all kinds of them. There's so much. Where would you stop or start? But
yeah.
I just go to the basics. The family he's drug in there. What is it? $6 million every time he lands down here in Mar-a-Lago. We're paying for it.
Yeah.
Something like that, isn't it?
Well, I've already said his supporters don't care how much it is. They don't care how much is wasted. They don't care about security and the cost of it. They don't care about anything. That's how they're able to support the
and
president.
I don't understand because it's going to bite them. You know, a big percentage of his people's all on Medicaid, food stamps, WIC, all those programs. And boy, he's trying to chisel away at that. You know what? He really bothers me with this non-defense budget. It doesn't the VA, isn't that in that category as well?
It's in a separate category, but still, his proposals for the VA and for military are all what every president has done.
Yeah, except that it's not gotten any worse, but it's not gotten any better.
No, it's not any better just because you throw money at it, especially
right.
If you hear Republicans. That's the first thing they'll talk about when you advocate something that will help people.
Oh, yeah, they want to privatize.
Sure, because they can make the money on it.
I've been that route. That don't work for the VA. Privatize, though.
All right, Billy, thanks a lot for your call, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Let's talk to Fran in Largo. Hello, Fran.
Oh, hello, Mark, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Fran. Appreciate it.
Okay. I am so glad, finally, that the Democrats are pushing for a probe of that spa owner, you know, in Palm Beach, where that Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, got caught.
Yes.
And there's, you know, Trump connections to it.
What do you think is going to come out of that?
I don't know, but one question is just glaring to me. Where is our wonderful Florida Attorney General at the time of this, Pam Bondi?
She might have been one of the masseurs. You don't know.
She wasn't one of her pet projects in her, doings when she was in office with human trafficking. Wasn't that one of the things that she was so on top of and so against? Wasn't it?
Well,
I remember that. I mean, she just bonded right away with Trump, though. She's not in office anymore. Now, what is she on, Fox News as a contributor or something like that?
Yeah, to me, it's the same thing. When she was in office and as a talking head, I don't see much there.
No, but and
it's
now
a shame.
This has a potential, you know, unlawful lobbying and campaign finance violations with Trump and the Republicans. She was in this Chinese lady, Li Yang, who is the spa owner, who claims she doesn't own them anymore. Now her husband owns them, but she was shown in pictures with Trump Jr., Rick Scott also. I mean, forget the Mueller investigation. It's just things like this alone that isn't there some kind of bad connections that we could figure something out to get rid of Trump? Isn't there something in all of this stuff?
Well,
human trafficking now.
Well, Fran, it takes time, and all I could say is time is being well spent now.
Yes, by good, smart people. I just saw somebody on The View from New York, an attorney general or somebody that really knows what he's talking about. Yeah, I guess it isn't something that's going to happen. They have to make sure they know what's going on with everything. But there are some smart people behind it, I guess. But it just goes to show you, anytime something happens, then there's something else, a Boeing connection with Trump. It's everything. There's so many dirty connections he has. It's scary.
The real solution to that is blame Obama.
Blame Obama and the Democrats.
That's
blame
right.
Them too. Yeah.
All right, Fran, thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate the call very much and the birthday wishes. You're listening to Midpoint Talk on WMNF 88.5. Here is the number, 813-239-9663. Let's talk to David in Tampa. Hello, David.
Hey, Mark. Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Sorry. I'm not
talking. It's okay.
The pollen's getting to me.
Yeah, I understand.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about John McCain, and I think that's one of the things that shocked me the most about Trump supporters is how could they still support Trump, and especially the vets, after the nasty things he said about McCain and just really nasty stuff. I really don't like that.
And yeah, you would think there'd be more honor and country in some kind of displeasure talk, you know?
Yes.
You know, they talk a lot about honor, duty, country. I don't see it with these people.
I totally agree with you, and that's what makes me think, you know, what is Trump rot, you know, like what kind of damage has he done permanently to this country?
Well, we've done it to ourselves. We've elected him. You know,
well, yeah.
You know, we can't really complain. Well, Trump is who he is. And, you know, the people that buy into whatever that image is, you know, and seem to respect that is something else.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. I wanted to say, too, one of the reasons I think Trump went to Vietnam was not so much to see Un, but to scope out a hotel site for his company. And he would say, it's greater than Hanoi Hilton, believe me. You know,
yeah.
I could see him doing something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad Trump joke. It would be. All right, David, I appreciate the call, brother. Thank you so much. Let's talk to John in Port Richey. Hello, John.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
A few things here. I looked up the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and I've looked this up before about the unemployment rate.
Yeah.
Since Obama, like 2010, after the Great Crash, all those unemployment rate numbers have been going down, down, down.
Oh, real bad.
Yeah, even with the blacks, down, down, down. I'm looking at the jobs created right now. So in 2014, there are 3 million jobs created. 2015, 2.7 million jobs created. 2016, 2.3 million jobs created. Trump's first year, 2017, $2.1 million. His second year, 2018, $2.6 million. Now, a lot of people will claim that jobs created in 2018 were due to his tax cuts and deregulation. Now, let's look at those for a second. Florida wants to deregulate the power companies to let them reduce the or increase the amount of mercury they could put into the atmosphere or into the environment because it cost them billions of dollars. So, sure, you can deregulate to help businesses, but you're going to pay for it in the long run, and that cost isn't in there. The second part about the tax cut, which it always boggled my brain why the Democrats didn't filibuster that tax cut. And it turned out that the Democrats actually passed a rule change that said that, I think it was like one or two funding bills could not be filibustered.
That's correct.
So the Democrats actually created the rule to let that tax cut go through. So I would give the tax cut to the Democrats because they couldn't filibuster it.
Right.
So a lot of that credit that Trump's getting doesn't really deserve that. But everybody wants to give it to him because they listen to the propaganda on Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, Hannity. And it's just amazing how much they just buy into that, and they just can't fathom that it's anything different. And that's the kind of conversation I have with a friend who's a Trump supporter. They just can't go beyond the surface. They just can't get into the depth and get into the critical analysis.
Because they don't care.
I don't know if they don't care.
No, they don't. They don't care. They don't care about what is it, critical thinking.
Okay,
they don't care about it.
I could agree with, because it's like he keeps arguing that Hillary has a connection to the Russians, just like Sean Hannity, because she hired a firm who hired somebody who hired somebody who has a connection, the steel guy connection to the Russian people. It's like, but you can't say that Trump has a connection when his own attorney has connections, his campaign manager has direct connections to the Russians.
All the people convicted so far by Mueller all have connections.
But there's no conspiracy there.
I know.
No connection there. But Hillary,
wishful thinking,
has a friend who had a dog who knew somebody that met somebody in a dark alley. There's a conspiracy there.
Yeah, the dog was named Benghazi.
Okay, bye.
All right, John, thank you. Yeah, I got tired of that. You know, here's the difference. When they wanted to investigate Hillary Clinton ad nauseum, I supported all of it. I supported those investigations because in the end, I really knew or believed there was nothing there that was being alleged. Trump, President Trump, hasn't been forthright about anything with regard to this investigation, and he certainly isn't bringing it to a climax. Here is Dave in Tampa.
Hey, Mark, happy birthday.
Happy, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you on that. You know, Trump, there's more probable cause with Trump than you can possibly ever imagine prior to the 2016 election. I mean, if there's ever probable cause on somebody, Trump is the poster child for that, for probable cause for investigation.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I wanted to mention, you know, I hear this guy call your program a couple of weeks now.
Talking about Chuck?
Trump is this working man's hero.
Yeah, you're talking about Chuck.
You know, you do a 30-second Google search. Just Google Trump workplace safety bills or legislation. You're going to come up. They weakened mine safety inspection rules. They weakened oil rig safety rules. They weakened meat processing plant rules. They speed up the processing line, you know, where they're cutting the meat.
Yeah.
And during the government shutdown, when all these people were working for no pay, they walked in and they gutted reporting requirements on workplace safety. There was a database where you're supposed to.
Dave, they promised to cut regulations.
They gutted that. Now, this guy is no working man's hero. And this guy who calls you up and says that, next time he calls, I'd like to hear him answer some of this stuff.
He doesn't care. They don't care about that.
Well,
they don't care.
Program and he's Trump,
it's all
he's
talk.
Trump up like a working man's hero, like he's the union guy.
He's not a union guy.
Well, exactly. He's purely on the side of ownership and capital. Yeah,
well,
it's lip service.
All they have to do is read any book.
The tariffs that he's passing are certainly not going in the long run, certainly not going to help the working man.
I agree, Dave.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. You're listening to Midpoint Talk. This is your hero, Mark Biro, on WMNF 88.5. And your telephone calls, 813-239-9663. Let's talk to Big Abe. Hello, Big Abe in Tampa.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Real good, sir.
All right. Yeah, birthday wishes to you.
Thank you, sir.
I didn't know it was your birthday.
Yes, it is.
But anyway, I just wanted to talk about, you know, you were talking to a few callers ago and asked them, you know, about when...
Talking to Trump supporters.
You're right, talking to Trump supporters, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've actually lost a very good friend of mine.
Really?
I mean, lost like he died.
Wow.
I mean, I lost like an 18-year friendship because he's a Trump supporter. And another guy for a 12-year friendship. And my daughter doesn't even talk to me half the time because they're big Trump supporters.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's a big thing, man. Yeah.
Did you blame her mother?
Pardon me?
Did you blame her mother for her viewpoints?
Well, her mother's a Trump supporter, too. Of course, her and I were divorced many years ago.
I see.
Yeah. So
that's a good reason.
I mean, you probably already had that one figured out.
Yes, I did.
But what they do, what these Trump loyalists do, is if they always want, first thing they want to do is say, well, Obama did this, Bill Clinton did this, this one did this, you know? And then the second thing they want to do is they want to, if you say anything at all that you don't like Trump, you can even say, maybe a couple of his policies are okay, or try to give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, maybe his heart's in the right place for the country. He's tried to do this, tried to do that. But if you say you don't like him personally, then you're labeled a leftist, a socialist, you're for abortion, you're for homosexuality, you're for all these things, blah, 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 blah. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I'm not for abortion. I don't condone or condemn homosexuality, but I'm really not for it, to be honest with you. It doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, you get labeled, I'm a moderate Democrat. That's what I am. I'm an old school Democrat, you know?
Yes.
No, I don't believe in a lot of the leftist stuff. But this is what these people do. And all this guy has done is divide not only the Republican Party, he says he wants to work with the Democrats, but every chance he gets, he criticizes them, puts them down, thrashes them in any way that he can, you know. And so not only has he divided and continues to divide and added to the division that was already there before he got elected, that's why a lot of people voted for him, was they said, okay, we don't want a politician. We don't, you know, our Republican Party, they already, you know, recognized that it was broken. And so what they wanted to do, okay, let's get somebody that's not and he'll bring the party together. All he's done is divided it even more. And then he's divided the parties.
Do you think his supporters care?
No.
Okay, I agree with you. I think that's a good way to end that call. Big Ape, thanks a lot, brother. Here is Hugh in Dover. Hello, Hugh.
Hello, Mr. Vero. Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Mr. Vero, you know, one of the things I think Donald Trump did well on is, you know, his foreign policy. I like the fact that he stopped the Iran deal. I think that's going to stop them from getting a nuclear weapon.
Who's going to know it? Who's going to know it?
Well, hopefully we'll know it when the bomb doesn't go off.
Yeah, but we lost all of the verification stuff when we chunked the deal.
Well, that's the UN. I mean, that's their job. That's what they're supposed to be doing.
It's us. It's us and other countries that entered that agreement. It isn't the UN.
And I guess that's the difference between Republicans and Democrats. Democrats feel like, well, we should go out into the world and solve everybody else's problems, and Republicans are like, hell no.
You mean like Iran? You mean like Iran and Iraq?
Yeah. George Bush went over there. He kicked their butt. He put them in their place, you know. And not only did he do that, but he did it using our
bodies
of living. No, not our bodies. I mean, they once they captured Saddam Hussein, they allowed their own country, their people, to prosecute him for war crimes, and their own people hung him. We all watched it. That is our judicial system. That's what makes us great. That's America. And Donald Trump he's 100% behind that. But he's not going to go out and solve the world's problems. That's their problem. He's going to put America first. He's going to raise tariffs. He's going to make them pay if they want to sell their goods over here, pay their fair share. He's not saying make it unfair. He's saying pay your fair share. Quit taking advantage of America.
Okay, I think you made it abundantly clear.
All righty, sir. And then with regards to the border, real quick, you know, our border was never meant to be a processing center for immigration. And if we're going to do anything like that, then let's make it available to everybody in the world, for poor people that can't afford to come to this country, but they're in a war-torn country. Let's make it available. Let's make airfare available to them, or even free airlines, so that they can come to Ellis Island and be processed. And let's make Ellis Island one of the most attractive, beautiful things that will attract immigrants and will attract people that, you know, are in these war torn countries. But we can process them legally. And
I like
having them just flood our borders.
I like the process of breaking up families.
You know, hopefully if we have a beautiful Ellis Island, you know, maybe...
I mean, don't you think that represents America? And what makes us great is that we separate the families?
Well, how about this? How about if our...
No! Answer that one. Answer that.
How I would end that problem is this. I would say that anybody that comes over here with an immigration status that can prove that they're fleeing, you know, some atrocity, some evil person in their own country, they can come to our hospitals. Our hospitals will give their families a place to stay, like they do if your kid has cancer or anything else, and then we can process them from there.
All right, Hugh, I appreciate it. Thanks for the viewpoint.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see, here is Tom in Largo. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Mark. I think you're going to have the record for the most happy birthdays here pretty soon.
Yeah, maybe so. Or maybe I'm going into the abyss.
Just something about the last caller. I had something else I wanted to say too, but I could have swore Trump said many times that he was against George Bush invading Iraq.
Yeah. Well, he said it. He played both sides of the fence.
Well, yeah. Whatever sounds good at the time. I wanted to mention, I'm pretty sure it was Bill Young who has died, the local politician. His wife, I think it was last week, I was reading in the paper that she was regretting his role in Young in the 50s. Investigations in Florida to do with the communism and schools.
Okay.
And she was kind of apologizing for that, and he'd apologized himself too. He said he kind of got trapped into that committee, and that was one of the worst things he said he'd done politically.
Well, everybody can learn. You know, there are some people they like getting the bandwagon. And look at Bobby Kennedy. He worked on McCarthy's hearings, un-American hearings. And he learned. He learned from that experience.
Yeah. So the one caller you had earlier, Gary, and I was wondering, you know, he was saying that wasn't Gary. I'm sorry. It was the guy that wanted Danny to roll up a big doobie.
Talking about Chuck.
The Mueller hearings.
Yeah.
I just wondered how some of those guys are going to feel, how they're going to talk to their grandkids.
It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter because they don't care. I think I've said that.
It made me think of, you know, Mrs. Young. Now she's going back now. You know, she doesn't feel good about all that.
Yeah. Well, so, some people have to bear the burden. They have to bear the burden. Sorry, I lost you there. That wasn't me. Okay, Elio. Hello, Elio
hey,
in Tampa.
Mark, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Listen, I just want to make a quick comment and question a lot of these low IQ Trump supporters when they talk about socialism and how bad socialism is. Well, and the left, that's the main thing, the left that they talk about. Well, it was liberals who created Medicare. It was liberals who created Medicaid. It was liberals who created public education.
Social Security.
Yep, Social Security.
Time and a half overtime.
Exactly.
40-hour work weeks.
Child labor laws.
Of course.
So, you know, not to mention, your military is a socialist.
Absolutely.
Organization, just like a police department is.
And it won two world wars.
Yes. And so is your fire department is also socialism and stuff. So when they talk that left stuff, all that tells me is you have no concept or clue as to history. And at that point, I just shut you off because I figure you're just not smart enough to get out of your own way.
Well, they don't want to hear it either.
That's right. But
all right, Elio.
I have slammed them before with that, and then you should watch them. They have nothing to say. They can't.
Well, they usually don't. They usually come back with, I never heard that. Here is Rod in Pinellas Park. Hello, Rod.
And happy birthday, Mark.
Yeah, thank you, Rod.
You know, if a Democrat did one-tenth of what Trump did.
Oh, are you kidding me? Tar and Feather.
Time ago.
Tar and Feather would be back in vogue.
Exactly. It's the old do as I say, not as I do. Typical Republican thing.
Sure.
It's okay if they do it, but it's not okay if anybody else does it. And Trump with this thing about slamming McCain, I just don't understand. I don't know about you, but I was told you don't trample on a person's grave.
Oh,
you
know, wow. That makes them braver. Makes them tougher.
Yeah. And the thing about
they love tough guys.
His family had absolutely nothing to do with the military, weren't in the military, didn't help the military. John McCain's family, all the way back to his, I think it was his grandfather, these guys were admirals.
Of course.
In the Navy and life careers in the military. Those people, you know, and I will say, you know, John McCain wasn't my favorite guy in the whole world. I disagreed with him on some things. But the man was a patriot. His whole family is nothing but patriots.
I agree, brother. I really do. I agree with all that. No question. Let me get Bob in Tampa. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Alan, a quick talk. The guy that besmirched the pigs in Animal Farm was one of the best books that's ever been written.
Yes, sir.
And the concept was the population was sheep, and they had the commandments, the laws written on the wall of a barn. And every day something would be changed, and it came to the point that if you can convince enough people by telling them the why every day, that they will come to believe it. And I hope you read it, and I'm a Pisces, and happy birthday to you, too.
Well, I appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate that very much. Let's get Dave in. Dave in Clearwater, how are you?
Good. How are you? Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here till 1 o'clock.
Hey, look,
and the show's ending.
Look, it. Last week, 737 plane crashed.
Right.
Okay. The Max. A friend of mine's an American Airlines pilot. Flies that plane. Okay. If anybody noticed, America, United States of America, was the last country to ground the plane.
Yes.
Okay. Did anybody notice it? It was well reported on CNN that Trump and his buddy at Boeing had a nice conversation the night before. There's no way to prove this, but it's possible, and I ask this question. Is it possible that they decided to have Trump make the announcement to ground the planes the next day?
Well,
the CEO could have grounded them at any time.
Absolutely. I agree with you, Dave. And if anybody cares to believe Trump, that's their business. I don't know about you, but I stopped doing that a long time ago. The benefit of the doubt is long gone. My thanks to the amazing Bill Grace for being the phone producer and, of course, Jan Simpson, always reliable, doing the producing of this show. Supernola will be in tomorrow on the Wednesday edition of Midpoint, and John Gilmore will come on right after the news with Executive Session. Until next week, this is your hero, Mark Biro, hopefully being with you always and on my way.
You're listening to WMNF, Tampa.